Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 7:45. A federal judge says New Mexico is failing its citizens most in need. Marisa DeMarco reports.
For decades, families in New Mexico have been missing out on food and medical assistance that they're eligible for under federal law. Records show that things have gotten better in recent months. Still, the issue's been in court for 30 years, and a federal judge says one problem is a lack of accountability within the state's income support division. Judge Kenneth Gonzalez issued an order that says the state failed to take disciplinary action after it came out in court almost 2 years ago that division bosses told their workers to falsify applicants' income information and deny emergency food assistance. Instead, those higher-ups were shuffled into other offices or positions. Sovereign Hager is an attorney with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty who works on the case against the state.
Addressing these really long-standing management problems requires a change in management. What that would really mean is a change in the culture at the department. Without that, we won't have what we need to have sustained and continued improvement.
She says the court stopped short of ordering the division to remove people from key jobs, but it could happen in the future. The backlog of unprocessed applications for food and medical assistance is shrinking, though ISD is still dropping the ball with renewals, according to state records. A state spokesperson declined to be interviewed, but wrote in an email that the Human Services Department provides timely services to more than 1 million New Mexicans every year. Find our past reporting on this story online at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Possessing marijuana in small amounts will no longer have the same penalty as it used to. A spokesperson for Albuquerque City Councilman Pat Davis says the recently passed ordinance decriminalizing pot possession in small amounts takes effect today. The ordinance was signed into law this month by Mayor Tim Keller. It amends the city's criminal code to make possessing an ounce of pot or less a citable offense that can come with a $25 ticket, but no jail time. Federal trade officials are continuing negotiations over the North American Free Trade Agreement, but they're not the only ones talking about NAFTA. Texas officials met in El Paso recently to hear testimony about the agreement. Mallory Falk was there.
State lawmakers heard from representatives from the farming, beer, and oil and gas industries, among others, who could be affected if the Trump administration pulls out of NAFTA or imposes tariffs on aluminum and steel. Most spoke out in favor of NAFTA and against the tariffs. Rafael Anchia is chair of the Texas House Committee on International Trade and Intergovernmental Affairs.
We want to make sure that the administration and state policymakers understand that we should do no harm to the binational and multi-state trading relationship that we have in places like El Paso.
His committee doesn't have say over what happens with NAFTA, but
naturally there's a soft influence that we have as the relevant committee of jurisdiction for the 10th largest economy of the world, and that's Texas. And I think our lending our voices to this discussion is valuable in and of itself.
In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.
The arts are alive and well in the Mesilla Valley with continuing art classes, seminars, and awards. Emily Guerra has more.
The Doña Ana Arts Council will be celebrating its 31st Annual Community Arts Awards with a garden party. Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers says it will present six awards this year to individuals and organizations.
This year, the Papin Family Award, which is our highest honor, will be given to Kent Jacobs and his wife, Sally Ritter Jacobs. And this award recognizes individuals that have given so far up and above, not just in their time and their commitment to the arts, but also their treasure as well. And the Ritters are going to be donating their home with all the art in there as a museum. Mm-hmm. So, and they're being recognized for all the work they've done in the many, many decades that they've lived here.
The Arts Awards and Garden Party will take place on Sunday, April 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Arts and Cultural Center Center, 1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. For tickets and more information, visit the Doña Ana Arts Council website, daarts.org. You can listen to the entire interview with Kathleen Albers on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and krwg.org. To listen, just click on Fuentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.